Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, what I'll be going over is trying to solve this very classic epidemiological problem that individuals go through. So let's go ahead and get started. The main objective here is taking these bullet points and turning into a 2x2 table. While this may seem simple at first, so let me go ahead and get started in creating the 2x2 table. The first thing you want to do, of course, is determine what is the case. I'm just going to say case and then control. And then here, you would go with exposed and then non-exposed. So when you take a look at this, you want to determine what is exposed and what is non-exposed. So if you take a look at this, let's take a look at this table here. If you take a look at some of this information, you see children with developmental delays. And so that would be the case. I'm just going to put DEV for developmental delays, and then control is no DEV, signifying no developmental delays. The question is, and this is kind of complicated, what is the exposed, what is considered the exposed versus unexposed? And this is, I'm going to show you here, 20 miles from an uranium mill, this is considered exposed. And then more than 20 miles, this is considered unexposed. So take a look at what these numbers are first. Number of cases of children with developmental delays. So what does that tell us? We have to be looking in this square here. So individuals with developmental delays who lived within 20 miles. So this is exposed is within 20 miles, and unexposed is greater than 20 miles. So you can determining based on this, you can determine that the number that goes here is 120, and this is this number. And again, to reiterate, why is this the case? Well, children with developmental delays, right, is the first the first column, and then 20 miles from an uranium mill, within 20 miles, is considered right here, the first row. So let's take a look at what is the 250. Well, again, 250 is greater than 20 miles, so to be looking at the second row, and then developmental delays. Is considered from a uranium mill or more than 20 miles from a uranium and then with developmental delays. So the quadrant that you're looking at is right here. And so 250 will go here. Total number of exposed children is 2200. And so this will give us 2200. Down total number of exposed children. So that will give us 2200 actually over here. So I'm going to write 2200 a bit further away because due to technical difficulties, this is not really working here. So let's put 2200. So the 2200 is all of the exposed individuals within the within the sample. So all of the exposed is living within the 20 miles. So the total is 2200. So the 2200 is here. So as you can see, you're already able to surmise the what the number is in the exposed control because you know the total. So all you do is you take the total 2200 and then subtract 120 from it. So 2200 2200 minus 120, what is that? 2180. So then, looking at some of these other numbers, now, just to give you some insight here, these are really not needed. What you need to do is take a look at the total number of unexposed individuals, and total number here is 7,700. So now all you do is subtract 7,700 minus 250. And when you subtract the two numbers, you get 7,450. So let's put 7,450 in here.